Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Market Mantra, our program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. My name is Sonu Sood and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Vibhuti Mishra.
Dhanyabad Sonu. Namaskar Shrotao. Market Mantra mein aap sabhi ka swagat hai. Aaj ke ank mein desh videsh ki aarthik gatividhiyon ke saath saath share bazaar ki halchal par ek nazar dalenge aur charcha karenge. Charcha ke liye aaj hamare saath studio mein maujood hain वरिष्ठ आर्थिक विश्लेषक दीपशिखा सिकरवार. दीपशिखा जी, मार्केट मंत्र में आपका स्वागत है.
वेलकम दीपशिखा. धन्यवाद विभूति जी. थैंक यू सोनू.
और सबसे पहले अंग्रेजी में हेडलाइंस के साथ मौजूद हैं मेरी सहयोगी सोनू सूद.
थैंक यू विभूति. द टॉप हेडलाइंस ऑफ टुडे: डोमेस्टिक स्टॉक इंडेक्सेस राइज मोर देन 0.5%. सेंसेक्स टचेस 80,000 मार्क इन इंट्राडे ट्रेड. NPCI facilitates UPI transactions across point of sales in UAE. And coal production in June 2024 registers robust growth of 14.5%, says Ministry of Coal.
प्रमुख घरेलू शेयर बाजार में आधा प्रतिशत से ज्यादा की वृद्धि. दिन के सत्र में सेंसेक्स ने पहली बार 80,000 अंक को छू लिया. संयुक्त अरब अमीरात में बिक्री स्थलों पर यूपीआई से लेन देन की सुविधा शुरू. और कोयला मंत्रालय ने कहा कि जून 2024 में कोयला के उत्पादन में 14.5% की जोरदार वृद्धि हुई. सबसे पहले शेयर बाजार की खबर. प्रमुख घरेलू सूचकांक सेंसेक्स और निफ्टी में आज आधा प्रतिशत से अधिक की बढ़ोतरी हुई है. आज सुबह बीएसई सेंसेक्स ने पहली बार 80,000 का आंकड़ा छू लिया. सेंसेक्स 545 अंक यानी 0.69% बढ़कर 79,987 पर बंद हुआ. निफ्टी 163 अंक या 0.67% बढ़कर 24,287 पर बंद हुआ. बीएसई के व्यापक बाजार में आज मिड कैप इंडेक्स और स्मॉल कैप इंडेक्स में 0.86% की वृद्धि दर्ज की गई.
As Vibhuti just told you, India's equity benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty, rose more than 0.5% today as investors anticipated an increased weightage in the MSCI Emerging Markets Index. The BSE Sensex touched 80,000 mark for the first time. The Sensex rose 545 points or 0.69% to close at 79,987. Nifty advanced 163 points or 0.67% to settle at 24,287. In the NSE, 215 companies hit their 52-week high, 16 hit their 52-week low. In the broader market at the BSE, the mid-cap index and the small-cap index rose by 0.86%. In the Sensex index, 24 out of 30 companies registered gains. The top three gainers today were Adani Ports 2.49%, Kotak Bank 2.37% and HDFC Bank with 2.18% increase. Conversely, the three major laggards were TCS 1.27%, Titan 1.14% and Reliance 0.68% decrease. In sectoral indices at the BSE, except oil and gas sector, which was marginally down by 0.03%, rest of the 19 sectors logged gains. The top three gainers were BankEx 1.75%, Financial Services 1.55% and Telecommunications 1.44%. The overall market breadth at the BSE was positive. Out of 4,021 companies, the shares of 2,355 companies advanced, 1,566 declined, and 100 remained unchanged. Deepshikha ji, a very, very important day for the stock market. Some milestone was crossed during the day's trade. 80,000 Sensex touched. How do you see this, bull run which we are seeing since June, July, I mean July of course just 3 days. What are the main reasons according to you behind this bull run?
Sonu, if you look at the overall market, I would say there are 2-3 factors sort of really driving the markets. One, of course, primary is the India's overall macroeconomic story, which remains intact. We are seeing good numbers in terms of, sales, high-frequency data, which is coming out. It has moderated a bit, like in terms of auto sales and all. But overall, if you see, there still is a lot of growth, which is sort of expected to show up. The other factor is, of course, there was some bit of issue, you know, when the elections happened and when the results came out. But overall, now the markets and the overall view is the government would be stable and there would be policy continuity. That was one of a significant trigger which sort of really drove the markets. The other is, of course, now there is built up towards budget, which is there, the expectations of some measures which are coming out. And also, you know, what happens to interest rates. So overall, if you see global markets, the thinking which is now sort of there in the markets is that rate cuts is possibly coming. If you look at the global markets, the expectations is probably there could be 2 rate cuts happening this year. So overall, all this is sort of very helping the sentiment. But if you look at the domestic market, I think today was a different story because one particular stock sort of drove the entire market, entire Bankex, you know, if you see it really rose. So definitely, but overall, I think these are the factors that really are pushing up the market.
And do you see anything which might, in the coming days, could be a dampener for the markets, or all the factors seem to be rosy at the moment?
Well, there are always risks on the horizon, geopolitical risks, although, you know, they're a bit subdued at this juncture, but they've not gone away. There is a live conflict in 2 regions, which is right there. Any upsurge there would obviously have a dampening effect. Effect of a geopolitical conflict on commodities, if there is a significant impact on the commodity prices, that would be felt in the markets as well. So interest rates, if there is a data, Friday payroll data is expected in the US, if that comes, that doesn't sort of follow the trend, then there could be a significant impact on the sentiment. But overall, in terms of the India story, if I look at, the key triggers would be anything negative sort of coming out from the budget, any negative cues, which could be in form of, some tax measures which impact the market, or, some announcements on which could have a possible negative impact on the fiscal story.
Sometimes over expectations are also there when budget is there, and
over expectations in terms of the markets are, I think markets prefer stability in every aspect. So whether it is taxes, whether it is the fiscal story. So I think markets would be looking more for that, and of course measures which will stimulate the growth story further.
दीप शिखा जी, आज पहली बार दिन के कारोबार में सेंसेक्स ने 80,000 का आंकड़ा छुआ। हमने ये अक्सर देखा कि बाजार ने चुनाव परिणाम के समय को छोड़ दिया तो बेहतर जो है किया है बाजार ने। तो जो सोनू जी का सवाल है, बजट अभी आने वाला है तो सतर्कता कितनी रहेगी, या इसी तरह जो निवेशक हैं वो उत्साहित रहें, उनको किन चीजों पर ध्यान देना चाहिए?
बिल्कुल, इस बार तो 80,000 पार हो गया। जो आशाएं बाजार में बंध रही हैं वो ये है कि बजट जो आने वाला है, ये सरकार की तरफ से जिस तरह के जो इंडिकेटर्स आ रहे हैं कि कॉन्टिन्यूटी और स्टेबिलिटी जो है हर नजरिए से उस पर ध्यान दिया गया है। तो अगर आप देखें तो मंत्रालयों के डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन को देखें या ब्यूरोक्रेसी में भी देखें तो कॉन्टिन्यूटी स्टेबिलिटी जो है वो बिल्कुल एक कीवर्ड की तरह है। तो बाजार में ये उम्मीद बन रही है कि ऐसा कुछ उलट फेर बहुत बजट में नहीं होगा पॉलिसी के टर्म्स में, कि आप फिस्कल जो है डेफिसिट बिल्कुल ही कुछ ऐसा अनाउंसमेंट कर दें कि वो हेवायर मतलब बिल्कुल ही वो हो जाए और बिगड़ जाए स्थिति फिस्कल, या टैक्सेशन पॉलिसी जो है उसमें कोई बहुत ज्यादा बदलाव कर दिया जाए कि आप कोई नया टैक्स लगा दें या उस तरह से जो बाजार को थोड़ी अव्यवस्थित कर सकता है। तो बाजार की जो उम्मीद बन रही है कि एक तो स्टेबिलिटी रहेगी पॉलिसी में इस बजट के तहत, और दूसरा जो दिशा हमारे देश में इस समय जो अर्थव्यवस्था की है उस दिशा में अर्थव्यवस्था को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए ये बजट जो है किस तरह के और प्रयास करेगा, किस तरह के और मेजर्स ला सकता है उनको और आगे बढ़ाने के लिए, तो वो जो है एक्सपेक्टेशन बन रही है। जैसे कि खासतौर से इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर सेक्टर केपेक्स जो है एक बहुत बड़ा ड्राइविंग फैक्टर था पिछले कुछ बजटों में, और आपने देखा है कि इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर सेक्टर और उससे जुड़े हुए जो क्षेत्र हैं उनका परफॉर्मेंस अच्छा रहा है इक्विटीज में भी। तो ऐसी उम्मीद की जाती है कि ये बजट भी उस क्षेत्र को और बढ़ावा देगा।
सो मैम, इफ यू टॉक ऑफ सेक्टर्स एफएमसीजी, इफ यू टॉक स्पेसिफिकली ऑफ एफएमसीजी सेक्टर, व्हाट वुड यू से रिवाइवल ऑफ मॉनसून आफ्टर अ डेफिशिएंट जून स्पेल, एंड इफ द बजट इज यू नो सॉर्ट ऑफ बूस्टिंग ट्राइंग टू बूस्ट कंजम्पशन इन वट एवर वे विच इज वन ऑफ द एक्सपेक्टेशन विच एनालिस्ट हैव, यू फील दिस विल बी गुड फॉर एफएमसीजी इन द फ्यूचर?
Absolutely, Sonu. And the expectation is, you know, if you look at the results, the election results and the reading after the experts' view of the election results was, the ruling party at that time, the major party of the coalition, had not done well in the rural sectors. So there is a wide expectation that there would be some measures to sort of support the rural economy. Monsoon, as per the forecast, it has picked up now, it has picked up pace, so that of course will be a significant factor. So overall, it seems like that the rural story would definitely get a boost which will have an impact on the consumption and of course thereon the FMCG and other consumption sectors.
Abhijit Sikha ji, hum budget ki baat kar rahe the. बजट में आमतौर पर सरकारें जो हैं वो जनता का हित देखती हैं, मतलब बाजार की तुलना में। तो इसको लेकर के और जिस तरह से अभी बाजार में जो हम एक अच्छा कारोबार देख रहे हैं, तो जो जो निवेशक हैं, जो बाजार है, वो सरकार की ओर किस निगाह से देख रहा है और आने वाले समय में आप बाजार को उनकी निगाह से किस रूप में देखते हैं?
देखिए, जिसमें जनता का हित है बाजार का भी हित उससे अलग नहीं होगा। तो अगर हम बजट की बात करें, जनता की दृष्टि से भी बात करें, तो जनता की आशा अपेक्षा बजट से क्या होती है? हाँ, मिडिल क्लास को लगता है कि थोड़ा मुझे कर में रियायत मिल जाए या कुछ अर्थव्यवस्था के लिए कुछ किया जाए। तो इस समय अगर हम देखें तो अर्थव्यवस्था के लिए अगर कुछ सबसे बड़ी चुनौती जो इस समय सामने आ रही है वो है एम्प्लॉयमेंट की, नौकरियों की जो चुनौती है हमारे जो खासतौर से जो यंग लोग यूथ जो हमारा निकल रहा है इंस्टीट्यूट से बाहर, उसके लिए जॉब्स कितने ज्यादा से ज्यादा क्रिएट किए जा सके, अर्थव्यवस्था के लिए और क्या किया जा सकता है ताकि लोगों की आमदनी में बढ़ोतरी हो सके। तो ये बजट ऐसी उम्मीद की जा रही है कि इस दिशा में कुछ ठोस कदम उठाएगा, खासतौर से एम्प्लॉयमेंट जनरेशन में। तो उन क्षेत्रों के लिए कुछ हो सकता है कि अनाउंसमेंट्स हों जहां पर कि अगर निवेश आता है तो वहां पे नौकरियां ज्यादा से ज्यादा दी जा सकेंगी, जैसे कि मैन्युफैक्चरिंग क्षेत्र है तो पीएलआई स्कीम्स जो है उनको और क्षेत्रों के लिए लाया जा सकता है जहां पे जो जॉब जनरेटिंग सेक्टर्स हैं। तो ऐसे जो मेजर्स हैं, निवेश को किस तरह से और बढ़ाया जाए देश में, उसे और किस तरह से आसान किया जाए ताकि और विदेशी निवेशक भी आए देश में और डोमेस्टिक भी जो इन्वेस्टर्स हैं वो अपना निवेश, थोड़ा प्राइवेट इन्वेस्टमेंट शुरू हो गया लेकिन और किस तरह से उसको बढ़ाया जा सकता है। तो ये सब जो फैक्टर्स हैं ये जनता के हित में भी हैं और ये बाजार के भी हित में रहेंगे, और बाजार की और जनता दोनों की अपेक्षा यही है कि इस तरह के कुछ मेजर्स आएं।
Deepshikha ji, what we were discussing before the program, what is important for retail investors at this point of time when there is such a strong bull run in the market? Along with an entry strategy, you think they should also have an exit strategy, more so because it's a bull run? Because buy on dips, it seems, is being followed. But what about sell on highs? You think that also is equally important?
Absolutely, Sonu. I think all investors, whether retail, whether institutional, I think institutional investors, of course, take care of themselves. They have a lot of strategies, strategists working on their strategies. But retail investor, I think, needs to work on both an entry and exit strategy. I think that is where retail investors sort of, fall behind, because they will have an entry strategy. They find or someone suggests a stock which is attractive. They will enter it, but they will keep sitting on it. They will not churn their portfolio. They will not exit it. So I think everyone needs to have a strategy in place. In terms of the return that you're looking at. So if it reaches the return that you're looking at, I think that would be a time to exit that stock or re-enter it later, at the time of dip. So this churning of portfolio, and having a very balanced portfolio, which is based on, solid fundamentals and not just, hearsay from here and there, I think that would be a strategy for retail investors.
And another category, FIIs. FIIs, they net sold more than 8,700 crore in April. And this figure went up to more than 25,000 crore in May. But in June, there was a net inflow from FIIs of more than 26,000 crore. So you feel that now FIIs are back in Indian market strongly, and that is also one of the reasons, one of the pillars on which the market is standing?
I think, one needs to see this movement from two sides. One is, of course, the India growth story, as we keep talking about it. That remains very robust and strong. There are no political uncertainty there. There's policy continuity. So all these are factors that go in favor of India as a market in global aspects. But what is also driving the foreign investors and what will drive them going forward is what happens to the rate cut. So U.S. Economy, U.S. markets would definitely look very attractive if the rate cuts happen this year. Investors are expecting two rate cuts. So all these factors would definitely play on to FII behavior.
रुपये का हाल जानते हैं. अंतर बैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में एक डॉलर के मुकाबले रुपया आज 83.53 रुपये पर बंद हुआ. उधर दुनिया की 6 अन्य मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर की मजबूती दर्शाने वाला सूचकांक अंतरदिवसीय कारोबार में 0.08% की गिरावट के साथ 105.63 के स्तर पर दर्ज हुआ.
And taking the next news, NPCI International Payments Limited, NIPL, in partnership with Network International, a leading digital commerce enabler across the Middle East and Africa, has facilitated the acceptance of QR code-based unified payments interface, UPI payments, across point-of-sale POS terminals in the UAE. This initiative aims to provide seamless transaction experiences for Indian tourists across Network International's extensive merchant network in the UAE. With over 2 lakh POS terminals spread across 60,000 plus merchants in various sectors such as retail, hospitality, transport and supermarkets, the UPI acceptance rollout will encompass a diverse range of establishments including popular tourist and leisure attractions. The Unified Payments Interface was officially launched in the UAE during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Abu Dhabi, marking the interlinking of India's UPI with the UAE's instant payments platform AANI and facilitating seamless cross-border transactions between the two countries. This agreement, signed during PM Modi's visit, also includes the interlinking of domestic debit credit cards, RuPay from India, and Jaywan from the UAE, enhancing financial connectivity and cooperation. Earlier, Maastricht, a leading financial institution in the MENA region, has partnered with NPCI International to integrate UPI-enabled apps such as PhonePe and NeoPay, Maastricht's payment platform. With more financial institutions pitching in for UPI adoption, Indian customers travelling to the UAE as well as NRIs with Indian bank accounts can enhance their payment convenience. Another feather in the cap for our digital payments infrastructure, you know, the globalization, global adoption of UPI.
Absolutely, and I think this was one of the major India's digital payment system and the you know, the digital system, the entire framework that we've created. That was a main theme for during the G20, and which had attracted a lot of interest from other countries. So India's institutions have been receiving a lot of interest for, you know, digital interface, even Aadhaar and other things. So this is obviously one step ahead, and as we know that, you know, the NPCI is in talks with other institutions in other countries also. So the entire idea is to have a seamless sort of a payment system there.
आइए चलते हैं वैश्विक बाजारों की ओर. सबसे पहले एशियाई शेयर बाजार. पांच प्रमुख सूचकांकों में से आज चार सकारात्मक रुझान यहां देखने को मिले हैं. सिंगापुर का स्टेट्स टाइम्स सूचकांक 1.39% और जापान का निक्केई 1.25% लाभ के साथ बंद हुए हैं. हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग 1.16% और दक्षिण कोरिया का कोस्पी 0.47% की बढ़त के साथ बंद हुए, जबकि चीन का शंघाई कंपोजिट इंडेक्स 0.49% लुढ़क गया. यूरोपीय बाजार के सभी तीन प्रमुख सूचकांक समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक मुनाफे के साथ कारोबार कर रहे थे. फ्रांस का कैक 1.62%, जर्मनी का डैक्स 1.02% और लंदन का फुटसी 0.59% बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहे थे.
यू कमेंट ऑन द इन्फ्लेशन सिचुएशन विच हैड एग्जैसिवेटेड यू नो आफ्टर कोविड. नाउ यू फील एंड आफ्टर द जियो पोलिटिकल कॉन्फ्लिक्ट बट यू फील दैट नाउ द इन्फ्लेशन कंट्रोल इज सिचुएशन इज स्टेबिलाइजिंग कमिंग अंडर कंट्रोल वेदर इट इज यूरोप वेदर इट इज यूएस एंड वेदर इट इज इंडिया.
I think, and if you look at the latest statement from the US Fed, I think the indications there are very, very clear in terms of, you know, Jeremy Powell sort of clearly saying that US is entering a disinflationary phase. But of course, you know, there still is a bit of caution there, and they're saying, you know, you really need to look at the data. But if you look at the markets, I think markets have sort of begun sort of building on that the inflationary phase is sort of now under, has been contained, and we've begun that journey, sort of credible journey has begun towards disinflation. So I think that is sort of playing out in the sentiment all around.
In fact, talking of sentiment, the U.S. markets also are at their all-time highs, NASDAQ and S&P. U.S. stock market closed in green yesterday, led by gains in mega-cap growth stocks and Tesla shares. S&P 500 ended above 5,500 for the first time as record run continues. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up by 0.41%. The NASDAQ increased 0.84%, while the S&P 500 gained 0.62%. Deepshika ji, you know, if we see the Indian stock market, it's a broad-based rally. We are seeing in all sectors they are going up, and the mid-cap, small-cap stocks are also going up. In U.S. markets, some analysts have expressed slight apprehension that it is the mega tech stocks which are really fueling the rally. What do you feel? How stable is this rally?
You know, if you look at the overall U.S. market or otherwise, I think the factors that are driving the market obviously are stemming from Fed's decision or Fed's statement which are coming out. And also, of course, the data. So I think this rally which one is seeing would probably continue till the rate cuts really come about. There could be dips in between, you know, it's ultimately sentiment driven. But that will probably sort of drive the decision there.
और अब एक बड़ी खबर कोयला उत्पादन से जुड़ी हुई. भारत का कोयला उत्पादन जून 2024 में 14.5% की जोरदार वृद्धि के साथ 84.63 मिलियन टन हो गया है. पहले इसका उत्पादन संगत अवधि में 73.92 मिलियन टन था. कोयला मंत्रालय द्वारा जारी नवीनतम आंकड़ों के अनुसार सीआईएल यानी कोल इंडिया लिमिटेड ने 8.87% की वृद्धि के साथ 63.10 मिलियन टन कोयला उत्पादन हासिल किया। इसके अतिरिक्त जून 2024 में कैप्टिव या अन्य कंपनियों द्वारा कोयला उत्पादन 16.03 मिलियन टन रहा, जो पिछले वर्ष की तुलना में 55.49% की वृद्धि को दर्शाता है। जून 2024 में भारत का कोयला प्रेषण यानी डिस्पेच 85.76 मिलियन टन तक पहुंच गया, जो इसी अवधि की तुलना में 10.15% की वृद्धि को दिखाता है। इस खबर को आप किस रूप में देखती हैं कोयला उत्पादन के मामले में?
कोयला उत्पादन देखिए, अगर आप पिछले वर्ष देखें तो काफी समस्या थी पावर क्षेत्र और कोयला क्षेत्र उत्पादन में भी ट्रांसपोर्टेशन में भी, लेकिन अगर आप ये साल देखें तो कोयला उत्पादन और पावर भी सारी चीजों को बहुत बैलेंस आउट किया गया है और कोयले के उत्पादन को लेकर के काफी फोकस्ड काम हुआ था और उसी का ये नतीजा है कि जो आंकड़े अभी दर्शा रहे हैं ये ग्रोथ हमें नजर आ रही है।
Moving on to commodities now. Oil prices steadied after trading higher as industry data showed a bigger than expected draw in US crude stockpiles. Brent crude was up by 0.07% to $86.30 per barrel. The US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was marginally down 0.01% to $82.80 per barrel when reports last came in. Deepshikha, what would you say? You know, crude oil is a very important import for India, and we have seen that in these last 3-4 years, despite these geopolitical conflicts and despite COVID, we have managed our economy in terms of fiscal consolidation quite well. You know, appreciable the fiscal deficit, whatever target was last financial year, we were able to keep it below that. What is your expectation now from the oil prices in this coming year, and how will it impact the budget?
Sonu, I won't get into the projection on oil because I think it's very difficult to project because oil is driven by a lot of factors. But if you see over the past 6 months, we did see some up and down because of the geopolitical factors, but overall it has remained within the range, a range which we are comfortable with as a country. Mm-hmm. But apart from that, if you look at India has managed its oil imports very in a very prudent manner. We were importing from Russia, which was giving us at a lower price. So I think that helped, that diversification of the basket has helped us sort of cutting down or keeping our import bill contained. So I think that was very prudently managed. On the fiscal story, definitely, I think the India macro story has been managed very well. The government has been very prudent on the fiscal side, and which has helped, you know, the markets really go up to these levels, and that is what investors are sort of banking on, you know, for in the coming budget.
In fact, fiscal deficit is the key thing that people are looking
one
at.
One of the key number which the investors, especially foreign investors, would be keenly watching out for.
सोना चांदी का हाल जानते हैं। मल्टी कम्योडिटी एक्सचेंज में आज सोने और चांदी की कीमतों में तेजी रही। अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक अगस्त अनुबंध के लिए कीमत सोना 0.87% बढ़कर 72,180 रूपये प्रति 10 ग्राम पर कारोबार कर रहा था, जबकि जुलाई अनुबंध के लिए चांदी 1.67% बढ़कर 89,350 रूपये प्रति किलोग्राम पर कारोबार कर रही थी। वैश्विक बाजारों में अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक दिन के कारोबार में सोना कॉमेक्स पर 0.92% की तेजी के साथ $2,354 और 90 सेंट प्रति औंस पर कारोबार कर रहा था, जबकि चांदी 2.84% बढ़कर $30.50 प्रति औंस पर कारोबार कर रही थी।
And with this, we come to the end of the program. Thank you so much,
Deepshikha. Dhanyavaad.
Dhanyavaad.
And before we close, a reminder of the headlines. Domestic stock indices rise more than 0.5%. Sensex touches 80,000 mark in intraday trade. NPCI facilitates UPI transactions across point of sale in UAE. And coal production in June 2024 registers robust growth of 14.5%, says Ministry of Coal. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. For now, goodbye.
Namaskar.
Marcus.